Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Farming isn't an 8-to-5 career, and often the day's not over until the job is done. But when applying herbicides for weed control, the time of day might impact success. Light, along with temperature and humidity, are three ingredients needed for effective weed control. But as light fades towards day's end, that necessary component becomes weaker. A current study at SDSU using 2,4-D and glufosinate, alone and in combination, applied in late June, illustrates this concept, explains Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones.
When these herbicides were applied at noon, let's just call it high noon, our weed control was very good, if you will, 80 to 90%. But when we pushed it to 9 p.m., our control dropped by 20%. So we're looking more at that 60 to 70% control.
While this research was set up to intentionally apply at these points of day, making timely applications at a farm operation scale is not as easy, states Jones. Wind, temperature, rain, and machinery breakdowns can hinder a timely herbicide application. And the push to finish the job takes over.
But some jobs may be worth waiting to do. If it's starting to get dark and maybe you have one field left, it's like, well, we're going to go ahead and do this. You may not be happy with the weed control.
In addition, repeating a herbicide application takes more time and money than simply waiting. For details of the South Dakota research, visit extension.sdstate.edu.